This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinian militant group Hamas on Sunday fired a barrage of rockets from Gaza that set off air raid sirens as far as Tel Aviv for the first time in months. The show of resilience came more than 7 months into Israel's air, sea, and ground offensive against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Aid trucks from Egypt are entering Gaza through southern Israel under a new agreement, AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
These trucks are bypassing the Rafah crossing after Israeli forces seized the Palestinian side of it earlier this month. Egypt refuses to reopen its side of the Rafah crossing until control of the Gaza side is handed back to Palestinians. But because of U.S. and Israeli pressure, Egypt agreed to divert traffic through Israel's Kerem Shalom crossing, Gaza's main cargo terminal. Israel says it has allowed hundreds of trucks to enter, but United Nations agencies say it's usually too dangerous to retrieve the aid on the other side. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
A senior official told AFP Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened his war cabinet on Sunday amid intense diplomacy to forge a Gaza truce and hostage release deal. In Brussels, the European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, told journalists before meeting the Palestinian premier, a strong Palestinian authority was in Israel's interest. EU members Ireland and Spain and also Norway have said they will recognize the state of Palestine beginning Tuesday. It's drawing furious Israeli condemnation.